The title of this resource is Appreciative Inquiry, A Key to Inclusive Education, and it is designed by Harold Hofmeyer, who works at the Amsterdam University of Applied Science. The resource contains an approach that helps student teachers and teacher educators to inquire after their own attitudes and practices regarding the inclusion of students with special educational needs. Using appreciative inquiry as a means, the resource aims to create a safe space to be open about attitudes and discover underlying beliefs. The research source includes several statements regarding students with special educational needs. For example, all students benefit from inclusion and what to do as a teacher. For example, teachers have the best insight into what is needed to teach all the students in their class well. These statements address several perspectives and assumptions that underlie teachers' thinking, underlying teaching classes with special educational needs students. For example, deficit thinking, critical gestures, and equity perspectives. The resource has been extensively used with student teachers and teacher educators within the context of primary education in the Netherlands. The resource is especially designed for student teachers who already have some experience with teaching classrooms which include students with special educational needs. In addition, for a successful implementation of this resource, it is important student teachers are familiar with and able to participate in dialogical education. For example, listening to understand, question without judgment, and appreciate diversity. This resource includes some guidelines to create such a setting. The resource has been used and refined within a primary educational teaching program for several years. It has been experienced to successfully address teachers' underlying attitudes and beliefs regarding children with special educational needs. This resulted in critical reflection on exclusion practices, the belief and emotion these practices stem from, and a change in attitudes to become more inclusive while acknowledging contextual boundaries. It has been implemented by several teacher educators in different contexts, such as fourth-year student teachers during their regular teacher training in primary education, experienced teachers in regular primary educational settings, and student teachers who specialize in becoming a special educational needs teacher.